Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
This Friday.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS podcast as we head into the week 16 slate of the NFL season. It is a wide receiver Wednesday as we, again, only 2 weeks left in the regular season, so time to get in and make some money now at FanDuel as you don't have a lot of time left. I'm your host, James Seltzer. With me, as always, the man, the myth, the legend. You can follow him on Twitter at Statsman22, Mr. Paul Bruno. What's up, brother?
Mr. Seltzer, we're getting ready for the Christmas season here around the Bruno household. I trust you're doing the same?
Yes, sir. Just, holiday spirit abounds, Paul.
Excellent. Great time of year.
It sure is. Everyone's happy. You can't beat that. So, Paul, let's add into that. Let's make some people some money. Let's jump right in here. Paul was white hot last week, so you're going to want to listen to what he has to say. Paul, we have four receivers above $8,000. Julio Jones, I'm guessing we can kind of just cancel out because the injury risk, even if he does play, you're not going to pay that for him. So between Evans at 8,900, Beckham at 88, and then Antonio Brown at 83, who sticks out to you?
Well, you know what? I think Antonio Brown has a tough matchup because that's a huge rivalry game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And the Ravens seem to have the Steelers' number over the last few outings in that series, so I'm staying away from that, but I like the other two. So in the case of Mike Evans, it's maybe one of the biggest mismatches on the board with pitting him in that passing offense, which has been prolific in his case for most of the season. He's the most targeted wide receiver in the NFL, and he faces a 31st ranked pass defense, so that screams a pretty one-sided matchup. And for $8,900, if you can fit him in, I might do so. And I feel the same way about Odell Beckham. Sadly for you, you gave up the ghost on the Eagles a while ago. It's a pretty tough matchup for the Eagles defense when this guy is pretty white hot himself. He's probably the hottest wide receiver in the last half of the season. And the Giants are playing very good football right now. So that's a pretty good value play as well. If you can call $8,800 value, I think you could hit it this week in this matchup.
Yeah, I like Beckham a lot. I like Evans. He's been a little cold the last couple weeks, right? So you worry a little bit, but I actually love Antonio Brown, especially it looks like Jimmy Smith won't play. I know it's a rivalry game, but they've been so much better at home, that Pittsburgh offense. So if I'm going to get him at a discount, which 83 obviously is, I think I would roll with Brown this week, but also like Beckham and Evans as well. Paul, let's get down to this 7,000 above range as we have nine names in here as we go from 7,000 Alshon Jeffrey up to 7,800 Jordy Nelson. Who in this range is a value for you?
Well, there's two guys that are going head-to-head that I'm going to highlight in this range. For Indianapolis at Oakland, that game features two very potent offenses and two terrible pass defenses. So on the Indianapolis side, I'm on T.Y. Hilton, who's averaged 14.4 points per week. He's priced at $7,600. This is another case where a dangerous pass catcher faces a suspect pass defense, where the Raiders are 30th overall and then 25th against the pass. I could see as many as 10 catches in this matchup for Hilton, and that could turn into easily 100-yard plus and a visit to the end zone. That's 16 to 20 FanDuel points, so I'd take that any day. And then Amari Cooper on the other side of the field, I feel the same way about him because he's the leading wideout for the Raiders, and Cooper certainly could take advantage of the Indy abysmal pass defense to snap out of a personal funk himself. You highlighted earlier one receiver up top that was in a bit of a slump, but maybe worth a play in my estimation. This is another one. Amari Cooper gets the good matchup and could snap out of a little bit of a personal funk himself.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Cooper, but I love the Hilton call. I think Cooper's more of a tournament play, but I just I don't know if you could trust him, but obviously a nice matchup if he is going to produce. That's the kind of matchup. I'll have one more name at the top of the list. Jordy Nelson has just been so consistent week to week. That Minnesota defense without Harrison Smith doesn't look nearly as threatening as a pass defense. Obviously, Andrew Luck and the Colts just gashed him last week. So Jordy's just been so consistent, I don't think you could sit him. But I like that value and that price. He should probably be over 8,000. All right,
Paul. I left Dez for you. You didn't talk about Dez.
Maybe that was purposeful. No, it's a good matchup for Dez as well. I mean, I don't hate Cooks. I don't hate Baldwin. And, you know, there's a fair amount of guys in that range that I would go with. I think Jordy might be my favorite play, but it might be Hilton as well. But Dez, for the same price as Hilton's a nice play as well. I think I would start Hilton over Dez, though.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's go 6,900 down to 6,500 as we start to get into some real value plays here, Paul. Jarvis Landry at the 6,500 mark up to 6,900, Mr. Michael Thomas at the top.
Yeah, I like the three guys at the top of this list more than anybody else down below, so I'm going to stick with them, and you can find your way around the lesser lights and highlight them yourself. But I'll go with Michael Thomas of the Saints for the same reason. He's a high-volume guy. Remember what Drew Brees does from week to week. Last week was the pinnacle of his season, maybe, and Thomas was able to partake of that offensive feast and is poised to repeat with the Saints having nothing to lose here, and I think they're going to air out the ball against Tampa big time. And then right next to him, Tyrell Williams of the Chargers. This is like getting the free parking in the Monopoly board. There's a lot of money waiting in the middle of the table usually when we play that. And this is the case when the Chargers line up against the Cleveland Browns. This top receiver is going to get a lot of plays against the worst team in the NFL. Why wouldn't you be on this? I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't. And then finally, I look at Julian Edelman. He's another volume play based on a rivalry with the Jets. I think no matter where the Patriots are in the standings, they have a tendency to run up the score against the New York team, and this could be a situation where they do it again, and Edelman's a big part of it.
Love all three of those, Paul. Those were the three names that stood out to me the most. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins with the 17 targets with Tom Savage in there, so maybe at 6,600 there's some upside there. And I also liked Demaryius Thomas against a Chiefs D that's allowed a lot of points wide receivers at 6,500, but the three guys you mentioned, my three favorites in this range as well. Paul, let's go down to the bottom of the $6,000 range as we've got quite a few names here from Devontae Parker? Yeah, Steve Smith as well. We've got like six guys just at 6,000 alone. So let's go from Steve Smith at 6,000 all the way up to Emmanuel Sanders at the top of that $6,400 range.
There's four guys that I'm looking at. Two of them will be on opposite sides of the ball in this matchup, too. It may surprise you that I'm going to highlight Golden Tate here. But hear me out, James. I think this is going to be Detroit's only chance to stay in this game, I think, is if they throw the ball. If they try to establish the run, they're not going to be successful. They haven't been successful with the running game much of the year. Cowboys will stuff that, force them to air it out. There's going to be some garbage time in this game, too. I don't think it's going to be a close game. So I look for Stafford to take some shots at the Cowboys' weak spot, which is their secondary. And on the other side of the ball, Cole Beasley is going to be part of that multidimensional offense that will get some chances against a very suspect pass defense, in my opinion. $6,200 is his price point, and I think they're going to be spending a lot of time trying to look after too many weapons that the Cowboys have. And Beasley's always a guy that you worry about on third down against the Dallas Cowboy offense, and will factor in that regard. I also want to highlight a couple of guys in between these two fellows. Michael Crabtree, who might be my favorite play on the board on Sunday. He's been busier than Cooper in recent weeks and gets the same favorable matchup against Indy. And that Swiss cheese pass defense. So I really like him at $6,200. And just below him, Malcolm Mitchell of the Patriots at 6.9 points per week. Doesn't sound like a lot, but and $6,100 price tag, not that much money either. But this is a spot where the Pats pass offense could lay a beating on the Jets, as I said. And Mitchell could be on the receiving end of some deep shots that the passing attack will take.
Yeah, Paul, I totally agree with you. Tate is my favorite play in this range. Nothing to do with going up against your Cowboys. I just think he's been such a big part of that offense, especially if Theo Riddick is either out or limited. Tate assumes even more of a role in terms of volume. So I love that play. Mitchell is a nice upside play as well. Crabtree, I definitely like the Crabtree call over Cooper. I'd rather pay, $1,000 less for Crabtree right. than Cooper. And then I think if you're going to go with a Washington receiver, which isn't an awful idea, I think DeSean Jackson at $6,300 is probably my favorite of the group, but I could be talked in to starting any of them. Paul, before we get down to the real values here, let me remind all the fantasy football fans, we've only got a few weeks left in the season, so you got to get involved with FanDuel while you can, because this year FanDuel's been better than ever. It's not just been a new season at FanDuel, it's a new era. They've upgraded your entire experience with real improvements for everyday fans, and they believe you deserve to experience everything sports has to offer, which makes you sports rich. Try the new FanDuel now. Just pick your team, stand on the salary cap, and have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. New to the game? Play in a beginner's contest, learn the ropes. If you have a dollar, there are games for just a dollar. There's 50-50 contests where the top half win cash, and you can even settle your scores in FanDuel's brand new Friends mode. It's season-long fantasy football with weekly teams, plus new features ensure a fair and level playing field. The Friends mode is so much fun because you can literally keep stats all year, see who's done the best, this and that, but then you get a new team each week and you don't have to worry about injuries or anything. It's just the most fun that football has to offer, and you can have all the fun that football has to offer. You can have all the fun that fantasy has to offer. At FanDuel, you could be sports rich. Plus, special offer for new users, you can get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription with a $10 deposit on FanDuel. Just go to FanDuel.com/RW. Not only do you get the free subscription, but you actually get to use the $10 on FanDuel, which is insane. It's such a good deal. It's over $40 in value for just 10 bucks. Go to FanDuel.com/RW. All right, Paul, let's get back to the wide receivers here as we go into the real value territory, dipping under that $6,000 range. Let's go from Taylor Gabriel at the top of $5,900 down to the $5,500 range with Robbie Anderson finally at $5,500 crossing the $5,000 barrier after being quite the value the last few weeks.
All right. I like Gabriel at the top of this because, as you mentioned off the top of the show, Julio Jones may not go, and that means that Gabriel becomes one of the busier guys, likely to be one of the most targeted guys for the potent Atlanta passing attack, and they're facing the 32nd. That's the worst pass defense in football this year, so that's a screaming hot value for me at $5,900. Maybe another great value play on this board, along with the other one I mentioned just a few minutes ago. I also like Rishard Matthews. He's been very consistent in the Tennessee attack, and they get another lightweight pass defense in Jacksonville. This is a team This is a team that he should feast upon. He's priced this low because he just hasn't converted a high percentage of his targets in recent weeks. He was only 4-for-10 last week. I say he gets a more productive outing this week against the lowly Jags defense. And then the other plays that I like in this range, Dontrell Inman. He's become a significant part of this pass offense in recent weeks and really knows how to play in bad weather, owing to his Canadian football experience, James. And this is a great matchup for him against the Cleveland Browns, which is the free spot in your bingo card, as we talked about earlier. And then finally in this range, Pierre Garçon, another guy who's picked up his game in recent weeks. He faces the Chicago Bears at $5,500. He's been averaging 6 grabs per week in each of the last seven games. This has got to be another good game for him, and I bet the streak continues.
Yeah, Paul, you hit on everyone in this range I like. I love Gabriel for the price and the value, considering Julio will be either banged up or not playing. Rishard Matthews, a really nice cash game play. And Inman, probably my favorite play in this range, obviously, going up against that Cleveland D that just gives fantasy points away like they're candy. Obviously, he is cheaper than Tyrell Williams, so presents potentially a better value play there, even though Williams definitely the Charger receiver you would prefer. All right, Paul, let's go down 5,400 down to 5,000 here. J.J. Nelson still sitting at 5,000. Up to 5,400 there, Jeremy Maclin, before we get into the true blue values, Paul.
I'm going in the middle of this range, and again, I'm going to go against my Cowboys with Anquan Boldin. He's averaged 8.6 FanDuel points per week. Not a hot value, but I think in this matchup, he's another guy that's going to be on the receiving end of a lot of Matthew Stafford's targets. I think he's going to put the ball in the air at least 40 times, and that means probably 10 tosses coming Bolden's way, and I like his chances to get close to 100 yards and maybe even a trip to the end zone. A meaningless score. I'm going to say that right out loud.
Ooh.
And then Mohamed Sanu, you know I'm a big fan of this guy. He gets that matchup against Carolina at $5,200. The veteran may get more looks if Jones is out as well and faces the worst pass defense, as we said. So that's another great value at $5,200.
Yeah, Paul, I like those plays. I'll add in just one more. Kenny Stills at 5,100. I don't love him, but he's always a threat to catch a 60, 70-yard touchdown, which makes him a nice tournament play, boomer bust kind of guy you can fill in your lineup. All right, Paul, let's go from 5,000 down to the bottom here. Are there any real deal value plays that you see on this list here?
I'm going to highlight one guy that was a star for me last week.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. Here it is.
Tyler Lockett, 4,700. They kept him in the same price range. You know what he did last week?
I can't believe it.
You know what he did.
Yeah,
he had seven catches, 130 yards, and a TD. If he does the same thing as last week, I mean, you get him for $4,700, seven catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. I'll take that again at this price tag. I know it's a rivalry game, but Seattle's offense has been clicking. They're featuring him. Don't forget, he also plays the special teams there. And then you also get a look at, in this range, I look at Ted Ginn Jr. He's been a featured player in the Carolina offense, such as it is in the second half of the season. He's got four TDs in the last 5 weeks and should expect to be successful against this 30th-ranked pass defense that the Falcons are throw up against him.
Yeah, I like both those plays. I'll add two more. Eli Rogers obviously had the big touchdown last week. Ladarius Green with the concussion. I think Rogers could see a bigger target share. No Jimmy Smith, the slot corner in Baltimore, not that intimidating. So I like Eli Rogers at that price. And then an upside play we talked about going up against Cleveland, Travis Benjamin, finally back in the lineup and, did a little bit last week, scored the touchdown. So I think Travis Benjamin for the price could be a nice home run play, as it were. Paul, any final thoughts on the wide receiver slate this week?
You know what? I'm still interested in some of the playoff scenarios. So the Ravens-Steelers game, that's going to really catch my attention. And I really want to see what kind of an effort the Patriots put up against the Jets. I think there's going to be some nastiness there that causes the Patriots to do what they do a couple of times a year, and that just run up a big score. So I'm sticking by both calls, and we'll see how I do there.
I love it, Paul. I love it. I will agree with you. And a lot of good football on tap. Everyone, tune in tomorrow. I can barely wait to speak to him again, as Paul and I will bring you our tight end and defense Thursday edition. But this will do it for the wide receiver Wednesday edition of the week slate NFL, week 16 NFL slate. For my man Paul Bruno, I am James Seltzer. This has been RotoWire DFS Podcast. For week 16, a wide receiver Wednesday, RotoWire DFS Podcast.